Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starting at quarterback, number 7, from the NFL Network, MLB Network, and BattleBots, from University School, on the hometown of Shaker Heights. He is Chris Rose, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Sir.
Good. All right, your Brownies are back on the field this week against New England. 2-5
scheduling, guys.
Yeah,
perfect scheduling.
2-5 does not look like a very healthy thing to be for a football team in this league. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if people want to have hope around here. Give us some hope.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
appreciate you being with us, Chris.
That we only have to play New England once.
Yes,
let's go with that.
How's that? Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. You don't need somebody from the NFL Network to have them on in order to tell you that it's going to be difficult and a real challenge. And who knows, they might shock the world. They're not there yet, meaning the Browns. And New England is, I mean, its defense is off the charts. I get it. They haven't, and people can say, well, look at who they've played. You know, Buffalo, they're known for their defense. They've played the Jets twice in Miami, and I get all that. But, man, somebody, I think my nephew sent me a stat yesterday that if the Patriots offense did not take the field this year, they would still be 3-3-1.
That's is a remarkable. Crazy stat.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Wow.
It really is. So, you know, listen, maybe guys were able to get away, clear their head. You know, to me, I think I told you guys last week on this show that I felt like the Browns could still win the division. And although I think there still might be a 15 to 20% chance that they can pull it off because if Baltimore's playing really well, I didn't expect Baltimore to go up to Seattle and win. But doing that kind of threw a monkey wrench into my plans. So we'll see. We'll see where we go from here.
Let me throw this one out at you. And after we go through this, just go ahead and say no, okay?
Okay.
The only team they've really played who was on its game at the time might have been Buffalo, and they only had a 6-point win, 16-10. And the Steelers had a terrible start, and the Jets are lousy twice, and maybe there's a chance that the Browns go in there, and the Browns are the second competitive team they've played all year, and the Browns give them a game and pull out a win.
Yeah, no, listen, is it possible? Absolutely.
Okay.
Totally. But as we all know, Bill Belichick is – there's nobody that takes care of your weaknesses better than that guy. Just takes advantage of them. And so, you know, hopefully the Browns have figured stuff out. I know that they're – sounds like they're shuffling around pieces on the offensive line. I don't know if that's the greatest thing to do, but, you know, if they think that it's going to work, more power to them. So we'll see. We'll kind of see where we are. I mean, you know, what are the Browns fans going to be happy with this week? Is it a strictly just a win? Is it an improved loss, meaning that they're in it until the end, and you feel like, wow, okay, over the last 9 games, they might be able to go 8-1 and sneak in, or is it something else? I mean, I don't know. I think we're going to learn a lot about this squad Sunday.
Chris, we kicked this around yesterday a little bit. What if, and there were two what if moments that Andy mentioned, what if George Steinbrenner had bought the Indians? Okay, and then secondly, what if Bill Belichick had stayed as the head coach of the Browns and Modell didn't move the team? Would he have had that kind of success here? And maybe more importantly, and I pointed out they went about a decade without Super Bowl wins in New England. Would Art have, even if they had had the success, would Art have grown weary of not getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it and made a move at coach where Bob Kraft has not?
Well, but when So you're talking about a decade in between Super Bowl wins. Is that what you're mentioning?
Yeah, and Bob Kraft is like, are you kidding? I got a great coach. Let's roll with this. And they made the Super Bowl twice but didn't win it. And Art was so, I don't know.
Yeah, but Art never won anything.
Yeah, I know. So, and I wonder if he'd have had the patience to stick it out. You know, he had Marty Schottenheimer, who was a good coach, and, you know, that thing blew up.
Well, that blew up because Marty was, like, calling plays.
And he wanted his brother.
Yeah, that was just some strange stuff. But, listen, with the what if, let's remember, when the team moved to Baltimore, who were their first two ever draft picks?
Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis.
Yeah, so my guess is that Bill Belichick could have done something with those guys. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah, something would have worked. You know, I don't know. I guess the what-if game is kind of fun for radio. I don't sit there and try and think about that. Those were three of the most miserable sports years of my life because I was just kind of jump-starting my career at CNN, and every Sunday the newsroom was rocking with people being excited about football, and I was like, yeah, it's just kind of a job to me right now. Those years suck. I can tell you that. So that's no what if. That's a fact.
But you were working with Vince, weren't you? That's all that matters.
Yeah,
you were working
with
Chiellini and Eric Goodman. I mean, life could not have been any better than that.
That is accurate.
who's on our show every once in a while? We want to talk Broncos. Listen, what can this offense do for the Browns? Like, how does it get better moving forward? How does Baker Mayfield become a better quarterback than we've seen through the first six games of the season?
Well, I'm curious what's up with Hollywood Higgins. I'm not going to call him a security blanket, but they certainly seem to have good chemistry last year. I'd like to see that. I would like to see more consistency out of two of our top three receivers, meaning, Odell when the ball's thrown his way. You know, I know he had a 100-yard game against Seattle, but, he dropped a couple. But I felt like the offense was certainly more fluid against Seattle than it was in previous weeks. So I would like to see that. And, maybe understand that Nick Chubb's your best player and rely on him even more heavily than you do, I think. So I guess that's it. It's almost like, I got to be honest with you guys, I'm looking forward to getting past this week.
I can understand that.
Yeah,
I totally get it. I mean, there was a point last week where I really aggravated people and just said, look, if Baker Mayfield's not 100% and he's dealing with this hip issue, do you err on the side of caution and maybe just let him sit out this game?
No.
Knowing that it would be that. I know it made a lot of people mad. But I'm saying it might be food for – depending on how severe his hip injury was. And, if it was 50-50, maybe you're better off resting him. I hate to say it, but
– yeah, I think you're going to find out a lot at practice today. So, my God, if he's not available for team sessions, then, you got to start thinking about something else. But if he can get out there a little bit and go, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll get something good on Intentional Talk of the World Series because we got his buddy Christian Yelich coming on the show.
Okay.
And he's got some inside information on him.
What did you think of game one?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I did too.
I really did. And I think Houston could be in a little bit of trouble if they don't get past Strasburg tonight. I mean, you're stating the obvious, right, because Washington's halfway home. But they could get to game four in a National League park where they have to do one of two things, bring back Garrett Cole on 3 days rest, which he has never done in his career. And, I think since 95, since we had the wild card format, teams that start a guy on 3 days rest win 40% of the time, so that ain't good. Or they'll have to use a bullpen game in a National League park, which I get it, they did in game six successfully against the Yankees, but it's different in a National League park. You can run out of players way easier. So it's going to be interesting.
One thing I like about both of these teams, Chris, and sure, they've spent some money and their payrolls are up there and they've made some key free agent signings, but they've also developed some of their own talent. You know, some of the, like Trey Turner, they got a young guy in a trade, but they developed him in Washington.
Yep.
But I love the fact that you're seeing minor league guys come up through a system, develop, and then become stars at the major league level. I think that's great for
totally.
The game.
And for people that didn't really pay attention to the Washington Nationals, I said this last offseason. I said that if Bryce Harper re-signs with the Nationals, he will only be their second-best outfielder because Juan Soto is unbelievable. I mean, a guy turns 21 on Friday, guys, and what he did yesterday, I can tell you, like, the place went silent when he launched that home run off of Gerrit Cole. The left-handed hitters just don't hit it where he hit it. And he's pretty damn special. So it's really cool. And I got to tell you, it was fun and sad at the same time. I got to visit with a couple of former Indians. I saw Yan Gomes yesterday, Joe Smith, and we talked about, you know, stuff. I haven't had a chance to see Brantley or Azdrubal at this point, but hopefully I'll have a chance to say hello. So
stuff meaning Cleveland, Chris? Stuff meaning Cleveland?
What's that?
Stuff meaning Cleveland or just life?
Wait, what was that?
Stuff, when you said we talked about stuff, were you talking about Cleveland or just life?
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe lives not far from there. You know, and talked with Jan about it, and, you know, how he says how he still keeps in touch, and he and Brantley were texting once the Astros made the World Series, talking trash and all that sort of stuff. So it's fun. You know, I mean, it's good, and it's, you know, Jan was like, man, I really thought you guys were going to make it, you know, to the playoffs. And I was like, yeah, well, you guys kind of destroyed that, so thank you.
Hey, quick, do they come back in the series? Do the Astros come back?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's going to get back to Houston and finish here next week.
Chris, as always, we love having you on the show. You're a great friend of the show, and we always appreciate you. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks. Have a good day. Go Browns.
You too. We'll talk to you later. Chris Rose, Pride of Cleveland, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.